Hey there, this is Jeff from jeffmobile.com. Today I'm going to be talking about ideas and a good way to approach being inventive and creative with sharing your ideas with others. Someone gave me some advice one time, which I'm still not sure whether it's really good advice. They said that instead of being really open about your ideas and sharing them as soon as you have them and contributing your ideas to people, even if they're not quite ready yet, they were saying that you should wait until you have a really good idea and then share it so that you don't get known as a person who has bad ideas. They're saying that you shouldn't be sharing ideas that you haven't thought through completely or that you don't think you're not sure if they're really good ones or not. So they're recommending that only really tell people about your ideas once you're really sure that they're good ideas. Well, I kind of have a problem with this idea now, because that was kind of a discouraging advice for me at that point in my career. And I like to consider myself as being a person who has lots of ideas, and to not want to share my ideas because I don't think they're quite ready yet, it's kind of a dangerous thing to have, because then maybe those ideas that I'm having would be useful to somebody, or at least they would get a discussion going. So I wanted to come up with a bit of a framework, an alternative way to think about how someone can approach sharing their ideas with others and getting feedback. So I've come up with kind of an acronym, and it goes like this. There's FFFOTRQ. FFFOTRQ. The three F's are flow, feedback, and failure. The O is openness, T is tenacity, and Q is quantity. So flow, feedback, failure, openness, tenacity, realizing, and quantity. So what do these all have to do with what I'm going to talk about? Well, first of all, for flow, I think it's important to get a flow of ideas going from you to the world, so that when you have a really good idea, the world will be ready to listen to you. It's kind of the opposite of the story about the boy who cried wolf. If the boy is always crying wolf with some kind of bad news, when they actually have bad news, no one will be listening to them. That's one of the fables that I learned as a child. But if you have really good ideas all the time, or at least you make an effort to have pretty good ideas all the time, then it's the opposite effect. Then people will be primed to listen to you if you build an audience. That's the flow part of it. The feedback is, I suggest being really open to feedback. Such as in these videos, I always try to respond to your comments, and I'm interested to hear all your comments and feedback on everything that I do. So definitely appreciate all the discussions that happen below my videos. And I hope more people will chime in and leave a few comments. If you have any suggestions or ideas, I'd totally be open to hearing what you have to say. Another thing is failure. Another F is failure. What I mean by failure is you have to be open to the idea that some ideas that you'll have will not work out. And it's okay to have failure, because you can never succeed if you're afraid of failure. You'll never be able to succeed if you're always worried that you're going to fail. Because if you have ideas, you're putting yourself out there, you are going to fail many, many times. There is a famous inventor, his name was Charles F. Kettering. He invented the electronic starter for gas engines. So he basically created cars as we know today in terms of the starting part of the car. He also invented fridges, like the Freon for fridges. So he was a great inventor. He had this quote that he said, 99% of success is based on failure. Okay, so that's failure. O is for openness. Openness, I think you should be open to sharing your ideas. Don't be keeping them to yourself. Unless you have like a trusted group of friends you want to try them out on first and then be open to the world, that's also okay. But I think just to keep your ideas to yourself because you don't think they're quite ready, it's not a very good approach. Tenacity, I think it takes some amount of ability to hold on and not give up. If you have to be a bit stubborn about your ideas, don't be too eager to accept someone criticizing you and putting your idea down. you should probably at least pursue the idea through, get some feedback on it before totally giving up on your idea. Because even though someone might think it's a bad idea or someone will be critical of it, it might still be a really good thing in the end. And then another thing is the realization, the R part, realizing when an idea's time is not ready yet, for example, or when it's not a good idea to pursue an idea any further. You have to be stubborn up to a point, and once you've convinced yourself that it's not a good idea, then you have to be just sort of letting go, freedom to release your idea and move on to the next idea, because there'll be more ideas coming. And finally, the Q is quantity, to be able to keep lots of ideas coming out and flowing out in a large quantity. And what I've suggested with this is, like, if you see how many videos I have on YouTube, I have around 500 videos now. I definitely have quantity, and what I've done is I try to put quality into everything I do, but I also want to do a lot, and I let the world decide what is good out of everything I've done. So you can see, if you go to YouTube and click how many times videos have been viewed, I let people decide what they want to see, rather than trying to figure out in advance what's going to stick. So I just throw everything out there. Everything's pretty good quality up to a point, and then I see what sticks. Okay, so that's the latest thing from Jeff Mobile. To summarize, I'll tell you all the acronyms again. There's FFFOTRQ. Flow, feedback, failure, openness, tenacity, realizing, and quantity. Okay, that's a lot of things to remember, but hopefully this is a bit of a interesting video for you. If someone tells you that you shouldn't tell your idea to someone because it's not quite ready yet, or you don't want to be known as a person who has a bunch of bad ideas because then maybe they won't listen to you the next time, I think you should probably think about this framework I've talked about today and whether it's okay to tell people your ideas. I think you should be more concerned about not having enough ideas or not putting yourself out there and not being obscure and not, no one knows who you are, then the chance that someone will actually like what you have to say. And with the world of the internet, it's very possible that many of your ideas will go out there and will strike a chord with someone, even if you don't know who it is. Okay, so that's the latest blog from jeffmobile.com. Hope you have a really great day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.